Welcome to the Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast, coming to you from the Cargo District Recording Studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, where we discuss the most fascinating topics of life. I'm Tyler Yaw with my co-host, Chris Kelly, and each week we interview a special guest to learn how they acquired their wisdom over a glass of whiskey. So sit back, pour yourself a glass, and enjoy Whiskey and Wisdom.
Welcome back to the Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast, everyone. I am your co-host, Tyler Yaw, and today I'm sitting with
Chris Kellum.
And our special guest today is
Christina Dees.
And Christina is kind of the jack of all trades here. So some of you may have seen her on WWAY with a few of her segments, or maybe you've heard her on her podcast. And also, I found this out as well, too. She has her Master's of Science in Medical Cannabis. And the CBD called?
Physician-selected CBD.
Fancy.
Yeah, but before we get too far into all of that, what are we sipping on today, Chris?
So this is the final bottle brought back from Charleston. It is Bend and Steel?
It is Bend and Steel.
Okay.
As a matter of fact.
My head wants to say Bend and Snap, so.
Nope.
Thank you for catching that reference.
It's American, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I mean, it's blended and bended by our master South Carolina craftsman.
Yep, one of the bottles I brought back from Charleston from Firefly Distilling.
Yes.
I was just reading that.
I was like, I didn't realize. Like, I clicked on it, and it's like Firefly Distillery.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I don't have any notes for you. I just think it looks pretty. We're going to try it.
Yeah, we're going to drink it straight up.
Yeah, best way to taste it.
Cheers.
Oh, it's a shot. Oh, I thought we were sipping it.
Oh, no, I sip it. I just.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You just take a big drink.
Yes.
I thought this was like truth serum. You're like, go ahead. Right,
yeah, all
of
it.
Oh, no.
Here you go.
Now we ask you all of the questions.
I get in trouble when I take shots.
It's smooth.
I think this one just barely makes whiskey because it's 80 proof. So it's the bare minimum that it can be to be a whiskey.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I learned something new today.
I was learning about whiskey, and then bourbon comes from whiskey, and I did not know that.
All bourbon's whiskey, but not all whiskey's bourbon.
That is correct. Yeah, so for bourbon to be bourbon, it's one of the most strict type of whiskeys to have, because if you had like a scotch, it's not that strict. It just needs to come from Scotland. And then same with Japanese whiskey. Japanese whiskey is actually really broad because it only needs to be like 51% like Japanese. But bourbon has to be made in America, has to be at least 80 proof and aged 3 years, 2 or 3 years in new charred oak American barrels.
Yeah. And then once they use the barrel once, they can't use it again, right?
That's correct.
At least not for whiskey.
Right.
Yeah.
They can use it for bourbon.
Mm-hmm. Or they could use it for.
They could use it for
whiskeys, but just not bourbon. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
After it's used.
Who have you seen that has like double rested whiskeys? I know somebody does. Double oaked.
Yeah. But I know a lot of Scottish distilleries will use bourbon barrels because they can only be used once. So they'll send it over there and they'll use it for whatever they need it for.
Interesting. Yeah, I just learned this the other day, by the way. Oh, not nice, in preparation for the podcast or anything.
Found all of your favorite whiskey friends and like, all right, what do I need to know?
That's right.
So bourbon has 2 years minimum. If it's less than four years, right. You have to say how long it's been rested.
That's right.
Interesting.
Yep, there you go.
Sorry.
Whiskey knowledge for the day.
We just get distracted easily.
I mean, I think your audience should know more about whiskey.
Yeah, I agree.
Or maybe they already do.
I think it's a good mix of both.
They know more than I do most of the time.
Well, I saw one episode you were drinking tequila.
I've done it twice.
Oh, yeah. We've had two tequila episodes, actually.
Yeah, I should have put in a special request.
You could have.
Is that your liquor of choice?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite tequila, then?
Casamigos.
Okay, that's
Blanco.
A good one. Yep.
So you could have brought it.
I didn't get a lot of details about what to bring.
We'll have to add that to our forms. Like, hey, if you have a specific liquor you'd like to drink, please bring it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or you could ask in advance too what their favorite is.
Yeah.
If feel free to bring it. Yes. And then you have the info and the bottle.
Exactly. There has been a few times since Azalea Station is right outside of our window there that we have gone there and got shots of stuff. So
I thought you were in the same space as them.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It's all coming back to me now.
Exactly.
Yes, we take shots at Azalea Station, then walk up here.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. But yeah, I liked my tequila with water and citrus.
Oh, okay.
So I like to hydrate while I dehydrate.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Yeah.
Isn't that how like a real margarita is supposed to be made?
With water?
Yeah. Like an old school margarita, just tequila, ice, citrus.
I have not seen
that. Yeah. That's like a real margarita.
Yes. Oh, go figure. Yeah. Learn something new every day.
Mexico does it right. Ours are just real.
Mexico does not play with their margaritas.
I can imagine.
Ours is just syrup. It's Americanized.
Fair enough. So enough about whiskey. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, okay. What do you want to know about me? Besides, just got my master's in medical cannabis, mm-hmm. science and business. And I do a lot in the cannabis space. So mm-hmm. working with people to try to help. My passion is working with people to help them use it therapeutically.
Okay.
So, okay.
You know, there's a lot of people that use cannabis. It's, you know, got a 3% approval rating in the U.S.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of cannabis fans out there, but a lot of people want to use it for specific medical reasons.
Right.
And so helping people figure out what that is for themselves.
Okay. Yeah. So how did the master's program go for the medical cannabis? Like what kind of stuff did they teach you? What kind of things are you excited about using from that course?
Yeah. So this master's program is available in certificates as well. So if you didn't want to get a master's, you could just get a certificate in medical cannabis. You could just get one in cannabis science or just get one in cannabis business. Mm-hmm. And then the master's encompasses all three.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So all of the medicine courses were so fascinating because we really studied medical conditions and the therapeutic implications of medical cannabis.
Okay.
So like a lot of, like MS is one of them. There was like some female dysfunction. Which I had no idea that the female reproductive system had so many endocannabinoid receptors. Oh. So it's actually a really, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a really good choice.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you can get through to the receptors and get some results. Mm. Autism actually and Tourette's had some science.
Oh, wow.
So just really like I did a lot of readings, like so much reading. I didn't think it was humanly possible. Yeah. and I feel like such a nerd because I'd sit out by the pool with a highlighter and just like read and read and read and like stacks of all different things, you know, like HIV and AIDS,
yep.
chemo induced nausea, vomiting, end of life, hospice, mm-hmm. just all the possibilities and, you know, the outcomes that through the studies that they were seeing. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So where'd the fascination come from to start on the journey getting your master's?
Well, I was already in the CBD space.
Oh, okay.
And helping patients there and working specifically with children with seizure disorders and formulating CBD for them. Okay. And I didn't want to be the girl who's like in her kitchen making the CBD and just wanted a bigger platform for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I met the research scientist that created Epidiolex, and he just took me under his wing and taught me how to turn my kitchen into a lab and do everything the right way. And then he says, you know, you should look at getting your master's degree. And I was like, and what, you right. know, like I had no desire to do that. And then I happened to be looking on the internet one day, somehow I went down a rabbit hole of like women in cannabis. And I read this book called Breaking the Glass Ceiling about women in cannabis. And I was just so fascinated yeah. by the industry itself of like, it's one of the few industries where women are seen as equals to men. Mm-hmm. Women work together, not against each other. Mm-hmm. And there are more women CEOs in cannabis than any other industry.
Oh, wow.
So it was just like super fascinating. And I started looking and I found this girl who got her master's from the same program.
Okay.
She was the first female graduate. This was before they had the actual program because I told you I was the first graduating class. And so I looked into it and I'm like, oh, if there was a master's program for me, this is it. You know, I've been a lifelong cannabis enthusiast, right, as I like to say, and I've been around the plant a long time and just fascinated by the plant itself and the therapeutic properties.
Hmm. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about the physician selected?
Yeah. So my business partner is a doctor in town and he's a pain doctor. And, you know, Wilmington was like number one for opioid overdoses.
Yeah.
Yep.
and he wanted another option for patients that didn't involve opioids. And so he started looking at CBD. And, you know, if you are familiar with CBD at all, it could mm-hmm. be so overwhelming for people of like, what is clean? What's going to work? What's not? And mm-hmm. so he went out and found what he thought was safe, what he thought worked. He tried it himself before he offered it to patients. So I had him as a guest on my podcast.
Oh, actually. That's great.
His wife and I were gym partners at the gym. And I just, through that, like, cause I always thought it was like snake oil. I'd see it at gas stations and I was just like, right. I would never try that stuff until I talked to him and really listened to like all the research that he had done mm-hmm. and that I really respected that he was offering it to his patients in lieu of opioids
right.
and getting some results.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of know how that goes too. My mom opened a holistic store a few years ago and then sold it, but she didn't know what kind of CBD to have in the store and everything. So she went to a bunch of different like conferences and vendors and stuff. And I've been using CBD for years because I had really bad migraines. It was one of the best ways to keep my migraines down. And so I was the guinea pig and she was like, here's every type of CBD that like I got samples of, like, tell me how these go. And like some of them, like you said, like gas station type of ones would like make me feel sick. There was other ones that lay me like just pass out and tired as hell. Mm-hmm. And then there was like a couple that was like, these are actually really good. Like, what are these? Like, what's the formulation of this? And I got to talk to like the person who like actually made like the compound essentially of it and everything and how it got put together and what the science behind it was. So that was really interesting to me too. And one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you on the podcast.
Yeah. And that's what I did. I just went out in search of who was doing it right in the industry mm-hmm. because I thought if I would put it in my body, if I wouldn't put it in my body, I wouldn't let you put it in yours.
Right.
And so I really just wanted to understand like every aspect, you know, from seed to tongue, mm-hmm. like how everything's processed. Because the processing is also just as important as the hemp that's grown. Right. It's like most people don't care about your health, most of the companies. And there was a research study done that was like 70% of the products mm-hmm. were mislabeled and didn't contain what they said on the label.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I wanted to create a product line where people could trust that what was in the bottle was on the, what it said on the label.
Right.
And then also just helping people use it, not to get high per se, because right. I think the whole point of CBD is to just find that microdose or that like therapeutic balance. So yeah.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for our sponsor, the Leland Brewing Company, right over the bridge in Leland Township. Definitely check them out. It's a nice local spot with local beers that they're making on site, as well as some that aren't from the area. It is an amazing family-friendly location, and it's really nice. They got some greenery out back, as well as some nice food trucks that pop up every now and then. So give them a check out. Tell them that Whiskey and Wisdom sent you.
So how'd that work going like hand in hand with the doctor, like kind of coming up with the process and then like your input with it? What was that kind of balance back and forth?
Yeah, he just let me take the reins. I mean, he's a busy doctor working almost 80 hours a week,
you right, know, yeah.
and he just was like, I trust you. It was the first time in my life I was like empowered as a woman.
Yeah.
And when I came in and asked him if he wanted a partner, he was like, yeah, and you're going to be CEO. And that's I was great. Like, what? And he's like, yeah, I don't have time for this. So he pretty much gave me full reign of like whatever I wanted to do. It's awesome. Like, if you think we should do it, I trust you. Let's do it.
That's great.
So I started creating products. And if I didn't create it, I went and found who was doing it right and then have them white label it.
Wow. Nice. Okay.
So it's like, if somebody's already doing it, like I don't need to figure that
right.
out.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Where can people find your product then?
We only sell online. It's physicianselected.com.
Okay.
So you can go there and we can do a discount code for all the listeners.
Oh yeah.
You want to give certainly. It a try.
We'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
It's fancy. It's second discount code we've ever had.
Right.
We'll be a sponsor too.
Perfect. Yeah. We'll talk about it. We love it.
Cause you tried so many different things. What, let's be real. What's your favorite thing that you've tried within your brand?
So I really like the Multi Plus.
Okay.
It's called Multi Plus. I renamed it from what they had it as, but it's got a multivitamin mm-hmm. and CBD in one.
Oh.
So I like that. And also I know my dosage is like 15 milligrams is my sweet spot. where I don't feel anything.
Right.
But a lot of people, including the pain patients, they need a 25 milligram minimum.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so I was like, I don't even have a 15 milligram in my own product line that I can take.
Yeah.
And I was getting my CBD from another company. So I worked with the girl who created, she has that line. The relaxation is also in that line, and that's the 25 milligram. It mostly helps with sleep.
Okay.
Okay.
And fun fact, I got my dad to quit smoking after 50 years with that product.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And also sleeping on a better sleep schedule. And he said it was the best sleep in his life. And he's a Vietnam veteran that had a lot of nightmares and trouble sleeping. And he'd wake up, couldn't go back to sleep. And so I helped him like with the dosage, right? Worked with him and was like, listen to me, do it this way. Yeah.
See, I will say she is, because Chris is Chris. You have a very pretty website.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. I designed it. Thank you.
This is yours, right?
That is it right there.
Sorry.
Yeah, I sat right next to the design team, Taylor Gray.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So helped design that. So I got to sit in the same space and work, and I'm like, this is what I want. This is the look and the feel and the colors. And then the guy, the designer, was just like, this? And I'm like, yeah. Like, we just went through it like that.
That's perfect.
Yeah. It's always great when somebody like gets you.
Yeah. That helps a lot, especially in the creative process.
Yes.
For sure.
Chris does that much better than I do. So
sometimes it just depends on the day, because I like to bounce back around. Does your day job balance out really well with this? Is this like, typically runs on its own, so you can like go film spots or?
Yeah, that's all the way autonomous now. But really, I just came in, rebranded it when I partnered up with Dr. Jamelli and Nathan Taylor. He's our third partner.
Oh, okay.
So there's three of us and we work together. Nathan pretty much gave me the marketing team and let me run with it as well. And they trusted me, created the product line, and now it just does its thing. We're primarily in North Carolina, so I'm looking to expand. And the new position I just accepted, Chief Operating Officer of a cannabis tech company.
Oh, neat.
I wrote my master's on medical cannabis telemedicine.
Okay.
Because I think that's the future.
Yeah.
Telemedicine is obviously here and the future, and then cannabis medicine and then marrying the two. And so I want to put physician selected on the platform as an option.
Yeah.
And then myself as a clinician or a provider.
As a cannabis activist, right? So you probably spent a lot of time in Raleigh.
Yeah, I just went to Raleigh last week. I don't know if you saw the SB3, the Senate Bill 3 is going back through legislation again. It's formally Senate Bill 711.
Oh, okay.
So we got shut down in the House last year. We had high hopes for it, and then the House just didn't love it. So they had to go back and redo the bill. And this bill is buttoned up so tight. You know, when I went to Raleigh 2 months ago, met with legislators, met with mostly like the no votes that we knew were not in support, you know, on the fence, and not in support of the bill. And, you know, I was just like, this bill can't get any tighter. Like there's nothing else we can do to it. And like, it's here, it's happening. So let's talk about what do you need to happen, have happen in order to support this. And a lot of their concerns were about like children getting a hold of it because of there's so many gummies out there, which is a valid concern. Yeah, but sure. I was like, what happens when your kids get your pharmaceuticals?
Right.
You know, like, have you ever seen packaging for cannabis? I mean, I can barely get the thing open.
Yes, exactly. My friend's husband works for a cannabis packaging company. And I'm like, there's so many different ways to package stuff, but you're right. I look back and I remember someone joking like, oh my gosh, you know, these people are giving away drugs and like these teachers are doing this thing. I'm like, hold up. If any adult has CBD or weed or anything like that, they're not going to give it to a kid. That stuff's expensive.
Right?
Why would I let a kid have that?
My favorite stories are when the dog gets a hold of it.
Oh, yeah.
I have a friend, she used to groom my dog and we would trade and I make really good brownies. So I gave her some brownies, put them in a Ziploc, traded her. And I think she had like found a little hair and she was like, hang on, I'll be right back. And she set the brownies down when she went inside, came back out, trimmed the hair. We went on our way.
Right.
That night, her husband texted me and was like, hey, what was in those brownies? And I was just like, well, you know. And he's like, well, how much do you think? And I was like, I'm going to guess like 20 milligrams of brownie. He's like, the puppy ate them. Whoa. And it was a Great Dane puppy. To this day, it's still, I want to make a meme out of it because his eyes were just beet red, right? And he was like this. And he looked like regrettably so that he had eaten it. Like, oh. And they texted me the next day, like, they took him to the vet because they thought he got bit by a snake or something by the way he was acting. And they gave him like the anti-venom. And then later on, they were like, wait, where are those brownies? Oh, the brownies are gone. Oh, no, they ate the brownies. And then I was just like, oh, no, I feel bad. And they're like, she's like, no, I left them on the table and the dog ate them.
That's so funny.
Joys of having a tall dog.
But yeah. I was just like, that was for you. You were supposed to have those. I'm so sorry. So, yeah, I mean, it happens, right? Things do happen. Yeah. But.
And then also, too, like, what's the worst that happens if your kid gets it? They fall asleep?
Yeah, they might be, you know.
A little drowsy, but. I'm saying, if you get a hold of pharmaceuticals and they eat a bunch of pharmaceuticals, you're in a world of hurt.
Yeah. Yes. Far worse, for sure. Yeah, I was telling the legislators. I'm like, you know what, like, for people that use cannabis, you know, like the worst things that can happen, they're in a good mood.
Right.
They sleep well.
Yeah.
They're happy. Like, they get the munchies.
Yeah.
It's like really not a lot of bad things.
Like, it's actually good for the economy because they're out buying more cookies.
Yes. They're buying more food. You know, they're not getting in trouble because they're chilling.
Yeah. Well, it's like they're just worried about all the wrong things, you know. Then it was like, oh, they're going to be driving. Oh, you know, like the kids are going to get a hold of it. And then the other thing was like, can it just be in pill form? Like, we want this to be like a pharmaceutical in just pill form.
No.
And I was like, no. Like, who are you to tell people how they can use their medicine?
Right.
And, yeah, it makes sense. You know, it has, if you eat it versus smoking it, you know, the duration and the onset time is different. So some people need like an immediate onset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially in the pain world.
Exactly. And then there's like my dad right now, he's pretty much on hospice and not doing well. And I had to make a hospital call because, you know, he can't smoke in the hospital and he's used to having it. And I was like, Dad, try these. Well. They're mints. They're good for your breath too.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
And he was like, my girl.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Maybe one of these days the doctors will be like, here.
Well, that's what Canada's healthcare system is like. Which is pretty cool. And they subsidize it as well for their veterans. Mm-hmm. And that's really like what I'm going to Raleigh for is like fighting on behalf of veterans right now. Like my dad being one of them, like he should have the same access that other veterans in other states have. He fought the same and risked his life just the same. And he's not getting the same quality of care.
No.
Are you working with the Flower Media at all then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually funny. That's how a lot of this came about. Cause we did, I don't know if you saw my podcast at all, but we just did a cannabis roundtable discussion at my house. And I interviewed two veterans and one of the guys, Lyle, he didn't plan on telling his story that day and he did. And they were like, wow, we're not sure how you got him to tell his story, but he did. And we were so glad that he did. And he was nervous about it. Like, oh, you know, like everybody, he was worried because he's a veteran and he's growing his own. Mm-hmm. And he thought that by telling his story, the police were going to come. So again, that goes back to my point of veterans who are, you know, using this therapeutically, a plant, and it's legal in other states in lieu of 15 prescription drugs. And he's doing it in contrast to the law and in contrast to the law.
Yeah,
like he feels like a criminal. And he shouldn't.
No, not at all.
Which adds more stress. Like, let's be real. There's way more things that affect us than CBD. Like, let's be real. I love alcohol, but that has way more down effects than CBD does.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's like the number one leading cause of heart failure in this country.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
You just mentioned your podcast.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Hourglass Podcast.
Why is it called that?
Because life is short. Do what you love.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So again, I was telling you, it's about people who are doing what they love. You know, there's so many people in the world that like hate going to work every day and they're begrudgingly driving and miserable, but they got to go get the paycheck.
Yep.
So it's almost like they're living to work versus working to live or yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And then there's people who are out there like doing exactly what they love.
Yeah.
And whether they're getting a lot of money for it or not, it doesn't matter because they're doing what they love. So I always, my other tagline is, if it's not work, if you do what you love, That's true. You love what you do.
Right. Yeah.
I like that.
And it seems like you found a kind of the trifecta of perfect things for you. Right. So it seems like everything that you do, you thoroughly love and enjoy.
Yeah. And that's what I was like, I'm embodying my own podcast too. Right.
That's good.
And it inspired me to like dive further into myself. And I went on this like finding myself journey.
Yeah.
Of like what truly makes me happy inside, mm-hmm. like at a soul level, and, you know, found it and listened to it. And I don't know, I'm here to tell my story.
Yeah. How did that process go for you when you decided like, hey, you know what, or I guess what was the catalyst where you're like, hey, you know, I really need to find myself. And then how did you get started with that?
Well, I guess it started after my second baby, mm-hmm. and I was feeling like just not happy. Right. I'm like, I just don't love it here. Like I travel a lot. I've been to all these places. There's so many cool places. Why do I live here? Mm-hmm. And I just couldn't get over that of like, I don't want to live here. And I was searching for like an answer of like, what if I live there? What if I go there? And I found this life coach in town, Jen Johnson. Mm-hmm. She's also been a guest on my podcast. And she got me into meditation. She turned me on to that.
Okay.
So once I started meditating, I started sleeping better. Not that I had trouble sleeping, but I just got this like mm-hmm. deep restorative sleep. And I just kept, you know, diving deeper into meditation. And then I had my third child. Oh, and then what I realized through working with her was that I wasn't depressed. And I never felt that way. I just was like not happy and I couldn't figure that out. It was like lack of fulfillment. Mm-hmm. And then with the therapist that I have now, she asked me a question one day about like, what makes you happy? Like, what do you do that actually brings you joy in your soul? Mm-hmm. And so we kind of started doing this work and uncovering that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow. She's like, do more of that. And I was like, wow, this is what I tell people on my podcast. So yeah, of course I'm going to do that. And then just kept listening to those nudges and, you know, meditating more and, oh, lots of journeys later, just kind of found my way. And I don't know. It's kind of hard to like tell you.
Right. Yeah.
Cause it's like, I think everyone has to experience it for themselves and to have their own journey. But I can tell you that like the journey has been the most beautiful thing of my life. And
that's awesome.
Like a masterpiece. And it's not over yet.
Yeah. So did you,
Chris is like, I think I need to journey.
I journey every night, right to bed.
Do you think part of the lack of fulfillment type of thing that you were experiencing when you said, cause you said it was after your second kid, mm-hmm. was it like you pouring everything that you can into the kids and never kind of looking for yourself? Is that where you think it came from?
For sure. Like looking back now, like hindsight's 2020 at the time I had no idea. But I think as women and mothers, we like give up a little bit of our identity mm-hmm. because that is like we're nurturers by nature. So I was lost in caring for these children, which, oh my gosh, I would do it again.
Yeah.
But then when you don't have anything of your own to like, if you're of like passion, purpose, and partner. Mm. So the three Ps, you got to have the three Ps in life. And so your passion is what drives you. Your purpose is why you're here. And then your partner, you know, gives you that fulfillment, that love. And so, yeah, just, I knew my purpose, found my purpose, I guess, more so by following my passions.
That's great. I love that. That's good.
Yeah. See, if I do that, I'll be wandering around eating burgers all over the place and drinking random whiskeys.
I'm feeling like we take this show on the road.
Right.
I've got the cooking show already. We bring you in.
Exactly.
We pair it.
Like, hey, so what whiskey do we think will go well with this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whiskey pairings. Well, I would do tequila as well. Or we could also bring in the cannabis. Mm-hmm. Do you know one of my favorite videos of all time are the grandmas getting high for the first time?
What?
Oh my God, pull it up. You've not seen the grannies getting high for the first time?
I feel like that would be priceless to watch.
Well, they also have the grandpas getting high for the first time. It's still good, but the grandmas is like, I don't know. I think it's because it's like, you feel like it's so wrong. Like your grandma is smoking weed and they're doing like, you know, they set out the bong and they're just like trying to figure it out.
Oh,
and
wow.
They're like laughing and giddy and they've got like snacks out. And the next thing you know, they've got the munchies and then they, you know, it's like they have this timer. So they'll every so many minutes, like bring in another device that they try.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like for the first time in your life, like it's crazy. And then the grandpas, they're pretty funny too.
Yeah. Sorry. I could imagine that.
Yeah, when you find it, you just let me know and
my laptop
report back.
Is on safe search, so I typed in "Granny's getting high," and they're like, "No,
you can't not do today."
That. You have to go on the black web.
You know,
incognito.
Right.
Oh, I thought you were talking about actually. You said black web. My head was like, I know how to get on the dark web, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Oh, well, I guess it's the dark web, but
right.
Well, to me, black web is like when I put it in dark mode, and then dark web would be got like. It.
I was thinking like the black market, yes. So that's why no, I was like, I you got to go on the black web, but
yeah. Make sure it both together.
You understood?
Yes. Yeah. No, I got you. I was just laughing at it.
So while he's general. Getting past his child safety lock over there, how did you get into the television side of things?
Guess like I've always done it. Like I used to do the daily announcements on TV in high school.
Yeah.
So it kind of started there. I always wanted to do TV, film, modeling, and I just did a lot of that. I studied film. It was journalism major in college. Okay. And so I did a lot of the film classes. Southern Illinois University, Carbondale.
Carbondale.
The Salukis.
What's a Saluki?
It's a dog. Looks like it kind of looks like a greyhound.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Look them up. They have longer hair. So the greyhound, is like tall, lean, skinny thing.
Yeah.
And then the Saluki has like long hair that hangs down.
Oh, neat.
Oh, so I have like seen one of those. Saluki. Sorry.
I don't really know they come up with their mascots. You know, it's like.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. I've seen those before.
So are you from that area then?
Yeah, I'm from. Okay. Centralia, Illinois, in the central part of the state, and then went to school at SIU Carbondale.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I studied, I did a lot of like theater classes, directing, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then when I lived in Raleigh, I was a TV host there as well.
Okay.
Okay.
It was called Hardcore Live, and do not put that in your Google search. I'm pretty imagine. Sure you're going to get flagged. But we had local bands on our show.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like a VJ and go to events and
that's neat.
Be a host on stage.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. The VJ days.
I know, right? Brings you back to MTV.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
That was really odd rabbit trail. I saw something the other day that was like, because I grew up watching like BET 106 in Park, and AJ legitimately had a wig on for like half the show and no one knew it. He literally just had like his hair cut short. And then on the show, he'd show up and he had like fake dreads braided. And I'm like, that's so deceiving. I'm so mad. It's just like when women wear makeup and you're like,
eh. Is that?
And then some people, your makeup actually looks really good and very natural. And I have some people who put it on and you're like, I'm afraid.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, where it's like super thick eyeliner and the big lashes and the eyebrows are done.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then if the rain happens, then they're in trouble. And you're like, that's not the girl I met like 10 minutes ago.
For sure. And I've seen him at the pool, like in Miami, like done up. But they don't go in the pool.
No, of course not.
Because they would melt.
Or even close to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I sit on the edge just getting sun. And I'm like, if you didn't have that much makeup on, your face would tan just like your body. But
yeah, it is a little scary.
Yes. All right.
So you're not going to be able to find
your old Tv show.
Oh, no, no. What was the other grannies. Thing you were looking for? Oh, the granny's getting high. Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah.
I found it. It is actually.
Doesn't it look like the Golden Girls? Oh,
such a great show.
I know.
I'm surprised. Well, no, I guess they couldn't do an episode of them getting high. Because it was in like the 80s. Did you know that show was that old?
Yeah, I mean, we grew up with it.
Well, just because I grew up with something doesn't mean it. I looked back and I was like, so many shows I thought aired when I was like, oh yeah, I remember this. Like, yeah, those are reruns. True. Like, I didn't realize.
Oh, how long it had been running.
So, like, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air aired in, like, 89. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember watching this. And then I look back, I'm like, wait, they ended that show, like, in 95, 96.
It still airs, probably.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So, it's one of those, like, time-lapse things where you're like, oh, hey, I forgot about that. But because people can't actually look up your old episodes of Hardcore Live. Can they see your new work that you're doing?
Yeah. So a lot of that's on WWAYTV.com /community. So you can see the Culinary Way episodes are on there. I do a lot of behind the scenes on my Instagram. So you can go maybe see some reels there.
Yeah. I like that. I like behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah. And that's kind of like how things just started taking off for me, because I would just do, you know, a random behind the scenes of like day in the life.
Oh, yeah.
And I had this one video go viral. The girl who was, I don't really have anybody to do my behind the scenes, so I either have to set my camera up myself. Yeah.
We know how that is.
Or do like a quick selfie. But I had one of the sales reps helping me, and we were recording, and I was talking to the camera, giving my intro, and I can always see the camera guy's face, and I'm talking, and I'm like, what? And so she is like, stops, and then she goes down to my legs. And then we, you know, we're talking about like, what's the problem? And he's like, you're not looking at the camera. And I'm looking right at you. And that video went viral. And it's like the crappiest little video, like just goes straight down. And I was like, okay, well, you know, you do all these good ones and you don't get any hits. And then you have this one and you're like, it makes no sense.
Yes. I feel like that's the way with TikTok. Like everything you post, you're like, I curated this and I found like the perfect song. And then the one where you're like, well, you take a sip of something like this tastes like ass, and it just skyrockets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never done that, though.
Is that kind of how the podcast is for you, too? Like, do you, like, have a podcast where this one's going to take off? And then you're like, and then you have another one. It's like, I don't think this really went that well, and it just shoots up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think my most downloaded episode is about ayahuasca.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I mean, it's like none of the other episodes can touch it.
That's crazy.
Just crazy.
Ayahuasca.
You haven't heard of ayahuasca?
I've heard the word. I don't know what it is.
Oh, well, it's also a plant. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's a hallucinogen and used in ceremonial ceremonies.
That's why I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I've watched like a random show where they're like, oh, let's do it. It's like,
oh, have you seen Fantastic Fungi? Fungi?
No.
On Netflix?
I've heard of it. I haven't had a chance to watch it.
I watched that. So good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. It's really good.
Now, there's so many things. Like, there was a person who went on deployment. Actually, I think she was just government contractor on my deployment. But they're working in Washington State trying to get, like, similar to you, trying to help get things passed. And they did a lot with, like, fungi being passed. Like
psilocybin?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, because I'm like, I know it's a fancy word.
Yeah, you're like, I know it's a fungi.
Right.
Just like me.
But that was, she's always talking about different things. I'm like, man, there's so many things I would have never thought about, but the world, I feel like, gets distracted because they'd much rather make money on fake stuff than using something that's been around for hundreds of years.
When we brought Dennis on, I'm pretty sure he did the ceremony with ayahuasca when he was down in Mexico.
Yeah. I actually did mine in Asheville.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I had booked a trip to Peru and then ended up not being able to make it. And I was just like, oh, there goes my dream. Mm-hmm. Cause I was just feeling called.
Right.
And they say, don't do it unless you feel the calling. Mm-hmm. And then through my podcast and a guest, he was like, oh, I had mentioned it. And he's like, oh, I'll introduce you to the guy. And then there's me to this guy.
Oh, wow.
And I did like a shamanic healing session with him. Mm-hmm. It was a little woo-woo.
Yeah.
I didn't get much out of that. But I just went with it.
Yeah.
Right. And then he had the connection. And it's like a invite only kind of thing. You have to know somebody who knows somebody.
Right. So what was your experience with that then?
So mine was just a weekend. Mm-hmm. So I just did a Friday, Saturday night ceremony. But most ayahuasca ceremonies are 5 nights in a row. And I understand why.
Okay.
So this one, you could do up to 3, but I had committed to 2 and just left it at that. But my first night, it was like a really popular, famous shaman. He comes around and greets everyone and talks to you about your comfort level and, you know, anything that you want to work on, et cetera. And I was just like, well, you know, I'm looking around and I'm like the smallest, tiniest person here. So like, is it, you know, the dosage the same for everybody? Am I going to react more than other people? And he was like, oh, no, you should be fine. I got you. So that night,
famous last words, right?
I know. So that night, it was actually pretty chill that night, right? So I like took it, and there was another girl next to me who had been there before, and so she kind of showed me the ropes.
Okay,
she was there, and for me, it was more like psilocybin. Have you tried psilocybin?
No.
Okay, so sometimes you just get the giggles, okay, like if you have like a super mild dose of it. So, and in ayahuasca, it induces vomiting and sometimes diarrhea from the other end, but that's just called purging your body, just getting rid of. So you've got your purge bucket, and the girl next to me, she's laying there, she's all curled up, and people are just puking all around, right? And you're hearing all these sounds and like ratching. And so she was making sounds of like, and then she'd be like, And I was like laughing inside and I could not control myself. And I was just like, okay, nothing's really happening. I'm really hungry because I did the whole dieta, like going into it, where you clean out your diet and stuff. And I was working out, so I'm like fucking hungry. And I was like, when are we going to eat? What time? I'm like, oh, we got like 4 more hours. And so I was just kind of like, you know, that first night. And I finally fell asleep for a little bit. I think I woke up and everybody's going around and talking about their experience. And I'm like, I was like number four. So I was like, oh, they skipped me. I'm good. I'll listen to everybody telling their thing. And I was like, I did not have an experience like that. I don't know where they were, but I wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then they're finally like, oh, Christina, you're back with us. You know, want to tell us about yours? And I was like, nothing.
Yeah.
And so I went up to the shaman afterward and I was just like, hey, you know, I was expecting a little bit more out of it. Like I've heard and just didn't really feel anything. And he's like, nothing. I'm like, eh, not really. He's like, all right, I got you tomorrow. And then I was like, whoa, like, don't hurt me. I don't need a hero dose or anything. Right. He's like, no, I got you. So the next night was a much different experience and actually went up for a second. Now, the first night I did do 2 cups because you can go up for a second time. Then second night I did not. I did not need the second one. The first one was plenty.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain the journey of it. Like we could probably have to do a whole podcast on that. Right. But I'm trying to think of something good I can tell you that came out of it. Well, they say like we have naturally occurring DMT in our body.
Right.
And so you expect to get downloads, you know, even days up to a week or so later. But now just clarity. Like a lot of people were talking about, oh, I got all these downloads and like all these business ideas. And I was just like, that's what I want. So I think it was just light. And that's why I think it takes 5 nights is like the medicine has to get into your body and then start to work. And I wanted to stay for the 3rd night.
Yeah.
But I didn't. So
that's kind of what Dennis was explaining to us too when he did it. It was more of like a cleansing and kind of just like being able to see things more clearly after he did it and stuff too. Because I think his was only for like a night or two, maybe. It was another short one.
Yeah, it just maybe like changes some things. So I didn't in the moment get downloads, but still there's some things that happened. Like I was not in my body for sure.
Yeah.
So when I came back, I was like, ooh, okay, floor, wall,
right,
me, okay, I'm back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know what happened while I was gone. So, but in my episode that I did, it's episode number 10 on my podcast.
Okay.
He talks about how these little people were making adjustments like in his teeth. And Well, mine, I felt adjustments. So like spirit talks to you and I don't know how to explain it, but it like just talks and it's like, oh, we're just going to go in and do some updates. And I'm like, I'm good. No, I'm good.
Yeah.
And it was like down here in my, you know, female area. And I was just like, oh, okay, we'll do your thing. And then it comes up to my heart and it's like, oh, just a few adjustments in the heart. And I'm like, no, my heart's good.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I heard, take a deep breath. And I, you know how when you breathe in like yoga or just any breathing and you're, I felt like I just couldn't get like a full deep breath. And all of a sudden it was like something just unlocked and I could get this deep breath just like that and feel it. It was like just something was moved out of the way and I was like, wow. So yeah, that's all really I got neat. For you.
Yeah. No, I love it. That's awesome.
Always interested. I think I heard another story on Max's podcast. His brother was telling it. It's like, it was so like he had an out of body experience where like he looked back and he was there when his dad passed. Oh, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that's why it's used like in trauma healing, because that was maybe like a trauma memory for him or some sort of memory that needed repairing.
Right.
So I'm a huge supporter of psilocybin for healing as well, and microdosing psilocybin, especially for veterans coming back.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, North Carolina, we have Fort Bragg, which is the largest military base in the U.S.
It's Fort Liberty now.
What?
Yeah.
No, it's still the same place.
It's called Fort Liberty.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, they changed the name of a lot of places.
Okay, well, I did not know that. Thank you.
It just happened like 2 days ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, shoo, I need to know these things because I'm talking to legislators. But they have so many suicides coming out of there. I think they had like seven in one weekend, just probably every weekend, but a lot.
Yeah.
And so, again, doing some of the work that I'm doing on behalf of veterans and then hearing other veteran stories, how they come back and then there's just no help for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put them on a medication, which has a side effect, to put them on this one, to put them on that. And next thing you know, they're on 15 different medications.
Mm-hmm. That's what
still not better.
Right. That's what I learned a lot from like the Signal Fire guys over there too. They call it the combat cocktail, where they're like, okay, so you're having trouble falling asleep because you're having all of these nightmares. Here's this pill to make you fall asleep. I was like, oh, well now you can't wake up in the morning. So here's this pill to make you wake up. It was like, oh, now you're having side effects from having these two pills. So now you need to have this one. So you're not feeling nausea anymore.
Yep.
And now you're just on this slew of medications that will never actually make you feel better, but just covering up symptoms the whole entire way.
Yeah. And that's why I think psychedelics are so crucial for future to help people actually heal.
Yeah.
Instead of masking or creating more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's mind blowing that it's so hard just to, at the very minimum, just say like, okay, let's open this up and do some like real research on this.
Yeah.
Well, there's more research being done on psychedelics right now.
Right.
Because it's more legal than cannabis.
I know. It's mind blowing.
It is so crazy. But, you know, Oregon, they decriminalized psychedelics completely.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So your friend that's in Washington, you know, they'll probably have a good chance of getting it passed as well. Right.
That's the goal.
Yeah. Well, I've got a friend and she's in Phoenix, and a friend in the space. She has her own lab.
Oh, wow.
She's growing mushrooms and also doing work with patients.
Mm.
So she wants to be able to send me some of her East Coast clients to work with. So again, just being like a guide to them and helping them find their microdose, learn how to take their microdose. And then there's ketamine. I don't know if you've heard of ketamine therapy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I say ketamine is like 30 days of psilocybin in one session. You know, you can get some major results, but I only recommend ketamine to someone who's like suicidal.
Right. Yeah.
Like where it's, you know, if there's a threat.
Yeah.
There was a person I met at Oleo Provisions over there in the Cargo District, and she moved down from Camp Lejeune, and that's what she's doing. So she's a therapist that does ketamine therapies.
Because we're talking about things that we would like to happen in the future. What would you deem success, either for you personally or for like business?
That's right. You asked me that question. Well, when I was prepared to answer success, like what does success mean to me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And really success to me is like just being a little bit better than you were yesterday.
Okay.
So a lot of people equate success to money or what do you call it? You know, getting that job or moving up the ladder or, and that is success for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I think true success is evolving as a person and just being a little bit better than you were yesterday today and just moving it forward every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll probably be the closest definition to my success too. So I just want to know that I did everything that day, knowing that I'm going to be better when I wake up tomorrow.
Yep. So but real success would be, let's get cannabis deschedulized off all schedules and you know, let people use the plant how they want.
It'd be nice.
Yeah. The earth brought it here for a reason. So I'm sure there's a use for it.
There is, but then there's, you know, the old government that
exactly
sees a way to make money off of it.
Random question, kind of going back to that. Do you like going back to Raleigh and like DC and stuff? Do you see some of those like older politicians that are just like, I'm not letting that marijuana come in because it's the gateway drug type
it's
of thing?
It's the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of them don't even understand it. You know, they'll be like, well, I never used it in my life. And so all they, and this is how cannabis got made illegal in the first place. Mm-hmm. It's because legislators were given this rhetoric, and that's all they had in front of them to believe.
Yeah, it was just the rhetoric.
Yeah. And so then they've got it in their heads because that's what's been taught and passed, the stories that have been passed down. Mm-hmm. But if they were to like really look at it from, which is how you should when you're going to vote on something, look at it from, you know, your own perspective or your own lens and educate yourself. You know, a lot of them, I would say, like, have you ever been in a dispensary? They're like, no. I just see these gummies at the, you know, these little pop-ups. And I'm like, that's, we're not even talking apples to apples, you know, like that's hemp. We're talking cannabis, and it's regulated, it's controlled. And that's what people want, is to know what's in their products.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, to know that it's safe when they take it. And I was like, you know, when you go into, you can barely get into a dispensary, you know, like security's so tight. It's like going to a Live Nation concert.
Yeah, exactly. We are starting to come up on our hour, so I do have one last question for you.
Okay.
If you were to tell your younger self one thing, what would it be?
Relax and enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah. It's
like, taking life too seriously these days. So
yeah, I think like when we're younger, we're like in a hurry to get somewhere and like get achievement or success. Yeah. And it's like, no, just enjoy the ride.
Right. I like it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of that. I don't enjoy many rides.
Just your journey every night. Right.
Your journey to bed.
Yeah. What about you guys? I know you don't get to answer that question a lot. And so as a podcast host, I'm going to flip the script and, you know, what's your answer?
My answer. So actually, Chris doesn't even know this yet, but just back to where we are now. We may not have enough episodes to get through when we're both on vacation. So I made a solo episode just in case we need to drop it.
Of course he did.
And so you always need to have that backup plan in your back pocket. So I answered it in that, but I'm more than happy to answer it on this one. So it's dream bigger for myself. I had these dreams for myself that I made in my like little high school mind, and I never reevaluated those and hit those super early in my life. And then I kind of went into this like existential dread of like, where do I go now? I already have everything that I thought I wanted, and it's not where I want to be. Yeah. And so, yeah, I would tell myself to dream bigger.
That's like Matthew McConaughey's new book, Green Lights, which I haven't read, but I've heard him on other podcasts talking about like, there is no ceiling, right? Mm-hmm. You're never going to get to somewhere, you know, you're never going to achieve your dreams and be like, this is it.
Right.
I made it. Yeah. I'm here. So it's like, I don't even know why I got a little country when I said that. I think it was my Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. That was it. But he's like, just saying like, again, just keep dreaming, you know, dream big. So
yeah,
that's beautiful.
Nice.
Thanks.
All right, Chris.
I would just say have dreams. I didn't actually do anything when I was a kid. I was like, I'll be a basketball person. And then I stopped growing at like 14, and you can't be a big man in anywhere in this basketball space at 6'2". So I was just like, all right, I'm just going to live my life. So if I would tell myself to have dreams.
There you go.
Perfect.
I like talking about dreams.
Yeah. So back to finish up with you. Where should everyone go to find you and anything else you want to shout out?
Yeah, well, I didn't shout out the company that I work for now. Is called Youkti, Youkti.
Okay.
And it's a journaling app for patients to use. Anybody that uses cannabis and you just want to track how it works for you, like what you're taking, how often you're taking it, and then like get to see those results. And then when you travel as well, we're going to add some more features now that you can find, look for clinicians and connect with them, connect with dispensaries, connect brands, connect researchers, all on this platform. So be on the lookout for that coming. Yeah. But the best way to find me now is just Chrissy on the Coast on Instagram. It's Chrisse _on_the_coast.
Perfect. Yeah. We will put all of that in the show notes as well.
Yeah. But other than that, this was good times. So thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming on.
Yes. It was a blast.
It was. We'll have to do it again. Definitely. Maybe come on my show.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Sweet.
Yeah, great.
I'm sure you have better lighting at your...
You know what? It's funny. I just met with a lighting guy this week and we were going to do some studio lighting, like fancy bright line studio lights, and then went to the lighting guy shop.
Oh,
he turned me on to Loom Cube.
I've seen that a few times. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got some, and what's great about that is I can take it on the road. Like if I want to I want to do some more video stuff and hosting concerts and interviews there. I've got my lighting.
That'd be perfect. Yeah.
My lighting roadshow. But yeah, yes. We'll have you on.
I'm excited for you, Tyler.
No, Chris is coming too. He always ditches me when we try to do these other podcasts on other shows. So he's like, yep, you can do it. So
No. We're gonna have it. It's a twofer.
I'm the king of, like, I grew up on How I Met Your Mother. And by grew up, I mean as an adult, that's what I learned, how to hit bars. And I'll always be like, have you met Tyler? And just like walk away. And I'm like, who was that? Don't worry about it.
We were supposed to have a speech here about the studio space. And so I showed up for it, but Chris was like, I'm going to be in Raleigh that day. Have fun.
I booked my trip to Raleigh and didn't realize, like, it wasn't on our calendar yet. So if I don't see it on the calendar, it doesn't exist. And so I was like, oh, yeah, I can come look at wedding dresses. And then I got an email, hey, this is on this day. And I'm like,
oops.
Well, yeah, no. And then I almost didn't make it to the Starling Market.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been good. Back here till like 7.
Well, we've got a bar in our space. We also have a record player, so we can put on records if we want. Not in the studio, but in the space.
Right. So sounds like a good time.
That lures you at all.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if that space ever closes, you do have room at the Cargo the Cargo District studio, so you can record.
That's true. Yes. I need my post-production assistant, though. I need a Chris. Yeah, I need a producer. Anybody listening that needs a side hustle, hit me up.
Question is how much you want to pay.
Well, it's entry level. I gotta try before I really buy.
Yes.
Right.
And then if there's a fit, we can grow together.
See?
There I like go. That.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, thank you for coming on. It was actually really fun.
Yeah, likewise. And cheers. Thanks for the whiskey. Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Can't empty cheers, yeah, but no, you know what I mean? It's like the...
Like, follow, share, subscribe. Hit us up on social medias and leave nice 5-star reviews on our podcast as well. Chrissy's.
Share this episode, please.
Yes, please do.
As a podcaster, it's so important that you listeners share the episodes, and that helps the show tremendously. So
exactly.
Love
Thanks
it.
For listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.